Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Where has the time gone?
Today is Friday.
End of the week.
End of the week.
End of the week.
Is it Friday already?
God, I really need a break here.
Let's start this weekend.
What are you going to plan for the weekend?
A lot of drinking.
Yeah, there's a lot of drinking.
A lot of drinking.
I'd like to, but, you know.
That is not healthy.
It's just fun.
It's just fun.
The sooner we start, the sooner we finish. Eh?
Sounds like a plan.
You just open a big old can there, you know.
Let's do this.
Showtime.
Big old can.
I think we did. Mike and Carla Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 1,975.
Yeah.
It is Friday morning, 6:10. We are all pinked up.
Yes, we are.
It's Paint Nevada Pink Day today. Of course, a reminder to make that screening appointment and the mammogram.
Yes.
If you want to take the pledge, of course, and follow through, just tap the free KKLZ app or go to our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. The big news, of course, right off the bat, the president and the first lady reportedly have COVID-19. John Schaefer will be around next half hour. Fill us in, get us up to date on what's happening with that.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, if you don't already know. If you, like so many people, went to bed before like 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Which we
like,
did.
What happened? What did I miss? Hold on. Jeez.
Well, that's what you missed.
Crazy. I know. Yeah.
So again, John Schaefer, next half hour, we'll have the update on that. Sunshine today, going to be nice. In fact, today, right through the weekend, high in the mid to upper 90s, 66 now. Let's do it.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, listen to this. So Kylie Jenner posted some bikini pictures. As a ploy to send people to vote, to vote.org and register to vote. Well, it worked because traffic to the site increased 1,500% and almost 50,000 people registered to vote. Man!
What did they think they were going to get? Like a visit from her in a bikini?
Well, she encouraged them to vote, so I know it.
And that's the bottom line.
It worked. Yeah, exactly. I wonder what I could do. That'd be great. No,
bikini.
No.
Come on.
Traffic didn't go up, Carla. Nobody registered. Matter of fact, they all said, no, I know I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to vote. So put your shirt back on, honey. Selena Gomez, she had a kidney transplant. Maybe 3 years ago or so. And she was really ashamed of. She has a pretty good scar. She said she is no longer ashamed of her kidney replacement scar. And that is good. Now about dating Justin Bieber, I don't know if she's still in bed. Selena, good for you. You should not be ashamed of that. Are you kidding? That's a battle wound, girl. Thanks to some additional positive COVID tests, Morty, the Titans-Steelers game is probably going to be played like weeks down the road.
Yeah.
Weeks down the road.
When it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I know. They say about week 7 or so that, this year, just scratch
like on a
it.
Tuesday morning or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
like
there you go. Yeah.
Like 11 o'clock or something.
It'll be a double header
because like
they'll have to make up for another game after that. Oh, and I'm not just going to mention this because I'd like to play some of them. A list of perfect TV punchlines came out. And there's one that's my favorite, and I'm sure a lot of people will know all of these, but I'd like to play the first at least couple of these because they're pretty good. They're pretty good and they're memorable. Now, keep in mind, these aren't TV lines. They're TV punchlines. They're punchlines on a TV show, and they're pretty good. We're talking Simpsons, The Office, Friends, things like that, Blackish, things like that. So they're pretty good. That is my take for now. Sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
Carla, you had mentioned those punchlines.
Yes.
The top punchlines from TV shows. And I don't think these are in any numerical order.
They are, actually.
Oh, they are?
They are.
All
yes,
right.
They are.
Let me start with number 5, then.
Okay.
This is number 5. Now, explain, the punchline is just something from a show that you remember it from.
Right, it's not necessarily the expression from the show or anything like that. They say they're the perfect TV punchlines to something that was said to somebody, and it's like, Boom. There it is.
Now, most of these, you're going to know what show it's from.
Yes.
There's a couple I don't. Here's number five.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
Now, is that from The Office?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
From
All right.
Office.
Ding, ding,
yep.
ding.
Yep,
All right.
That's from The Office.
Here's number four.
Shut up and take my money.
I don't know.
That's
Simpsons.
Yes.
Is it
no,
really?
Is it Simpsons?
Yeah. No.
It?
Sounded like it.
One more time.
Shut up and take my money.
Because The Simpsons, that'll come up later.
Okay,
as
here's
well.
Number. So I don't
go
know.
Ahead. I know. Okay.
All right, here's number three when it comes to punchlines.
You know the message you're sending out to the world with these sweatpants? You're telling the world, I give up. I can't compete in normal society. I'm miserable, so I might as well be comfortable.
Okay, so that's from
well,
Seinfeld,
I think we
of
know,
course.
Yeah. You kind of pulled them out of order. You got some of the top 10.
The last
one
was Futurama.
Yes, there
that's
you go.
What that's
there
what
you
it
go.
Is. All right, here's number two.
Same it's difference. Not that common. It doesn't happen to every guy, and it is a big deal.
I haven't even watched all of that, and I know which one that is.
I think that's the best one.
I think do, too, that- because if you... When you see that episode, it's when they kind of got back together.
Right.
And she wrote him the whole letter, and like the 16-page letter on each side.
It's not that common. It doesn't happen to every guy, and it is a big deal.
All right. How many times have we heard that? All right.
Oh, my gosh.
And number one, here it is.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
There you
right.
go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Top punchlines from TV shows for you.
Oh, man.
If you want to use any of those over the weekend, feel free. All right. Dinner and a movie. Been doing this all week.
Yep.
Market Grill Cafe Summerlin, plus a movie from Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Want to play around? The answers always see. Ninth caller, 702-739-9636. We have Kirby on the phone. He's ready to play a round of The Answer is Always C, Friday edition. 3 out of 3, Kirby, and you're a big winner for a dinner and a movie. Here we go.
And Kirby, I want to remind you, today is Name Your Car Day.
Oh.
Name Your Car Day. I know, kind of cool.
All
huh?
right, so again, 3 out of 3, and you're a big winner. Here we go, number one.
Yes, here we go. Kirby, Chevy made this beast back in the 80s. Is it A, the Rutabaga, B, the Lubega, or C, the Vega?
Oh, it's tough one, but I'm going to go with C.
Yeah,
the Vega.
There you go. Oh, what a beauty she was.
That was an
huh?
awful car.
Oh.
Number two.
Equally as nice as this one that AMC made, this beauty here. Was it the Gracer, A, B, the Lacer, or C, the Pacer?
I'm going to go with C, the Pacer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Another big turd of a
Boy,
car.
Boy, was that a check magnet if you were driving
it?
That around.
And everybody out there knows someone who had one of all of these.
Exactly. Number three. Here we go.
Number three. This might be the tough one. Now, this car went back to the future. Is it A, the Tortellini? Is it B, the Ravioli? Or is it C, the DeLorean?
I'm the smartest man in the world. It's C, the DeLorean.
Very good job. You got the $50 gift card. Enjoy Market Grill Cafe Summerlin. Also, we'll throw in a movie from Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. It's all from the Cal-Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Kirby, thanks a lot for waking up early and listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Hey, no problem. Thanks. That was awesome.
Hey, wake up!
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
You can call or text either way, 702-739-9636. 709. What are you doing?
Little Aloha Friday.
Oh, Aloha
I think
Friday.
We need it today.
Is
I
that
think
what we need?
All need it today. Yeah, here we go.
Okay, Morty, you can lead the singing.
Yeah.
Right?
It's my cold.
Just like.
Right?
Western oil can under my local living chair.
What? Under what?
It's Aloha Friday.
Woo!
No work till Monday.
And then it goes on.
It's almost, you know, that song is it's no close to a country song.
It really is. Thank God it's not, though. We are all pinked up for Paint Nevada Pink Day today. So make sure, if you want to find out more about this, it's to make sure that you make that scheduled appointment to get a mammogram.
Yep.
And follow through.
Mm-hmm.
Take the pledge. You can do that. Just tap the free KKLZ app or go to our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. Now that's stuck in my head.
I know. Oh, well, there are worse songs to be stuck in your head, right?
Well, plenty of sunshine today. It's going to be nice to don't do anything this weekend.
Yes.
High in the mid to upper 90s today, tomorrow, and on Sunday. It's 68 now.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I could have played the Cardi B song and that could be stuck in your head.
I'd rather take that one.
Thank you. Well, listen to this. We talk about some of these things on the air occasionally. The what is a few and what is, you know, a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Well, evidently, if you say some things likely to happen, a survey looked at a bunch of terms like that, asked people to put a number on it. If you say it's likely to happen, there's a 67% chance it will happen.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
Exactly. We've all been there. If you say probably, 70%.
Oh.
And you know what? I'm almost certain that means an 80% chance. So there you go.
So there's likely a chance we might get together this weekend.
Yes, exactly.
Or I probably will come by.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure, but I probably might come
by. When? Saturday? Almost certain. Almost certain.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah. So are we going to seal the deal here?
Yeah.
Oh, most likely.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll just pay for dinner then.
Yeah, and be on my way.
I'm the one that goes, I'll likely be there, but probably not.
Oh, man. Listen, I think this sounds good, actually. Honey-baked ham. Mm. They're offering a pumpkin spice glazed turkey breast for Thanksgiving, and it's available starting today. I think that sounds really good. When you glaze a ham with whatever, it's just good. It's just good. That's
so you would have
so
your
good.
Regular turkey right here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the
turkey,
pumpkin, pumpkin spice.
Yep, pumpkin spice.
Leg that's, over here.
Oh, that sounds really good. And a new study says that writing, boy, this doesn't happen that often. Writing by hand makes kids smarter. You don't see it a lot, but writing by hand makes them smarter. So, and you know what I did when I read that? I just LMAO, IDK, that I agree. But what? Yeah. Writing by hand, you don't see kids write a lot.
You know what?
Anymore.
I wrote with my hand all the time growing up.
You
and look
did.
What happened to me.
Well, you did a lot of things, I'll bet, with your hand. And look what happened to you.
I got nothing.
But kids don't. I know they have to learn penmanship in whatever form.
Right.
But nobody writes a lot. Do you notice when you write now? It's like, ow.
Yeah.
My hand hurts.
It hurts because we're used to holding a phone and getting, you know, tennis elbow.
My mom and dad had great penmanship.
Same
my
here.
Dad. Had like perfect penmanship.
That's it. My mom did. My dad was pretty, it was different.
Right.
My brother Matt, I don't even know. We've always wanted, my brother Matt writes in a style that it looks old English almost. It's like, what are you doing? Calligraphy?
Cool.
And I mean, it's quick. It's just, it's really cool.
He looks like a guy that would write like that.
I know.
That he would just be like, he's like a writer snob. He's a good guy. I like him.
Yes, I know.
But he's like a writer snob because his writing is so different.
It's so different.
Yeah.
It really is. And then my brother Mark just should have been a doctor because he can't read one word.
Writes. Larry Martino.
Oh, well, yeah. Actually, my brother Mark is beautiful compared to Larry Martino's.
I'm in that generation where I had really nice hand penmanship.
Right.
Because that's when you only could write.
Right.
And then we transitioned into everything was computers.
Yeah.
So you stopped writing.
Yeah.
And so now my handwriting sucks.
I know. I feel like mine isn't what it should be anymore either. So work on it. Kids, adults, work on it. Okay. Friday. A few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters has been going back and forth with this 10-year-old
girl.
Yes, he sure
has.
Her name is Mandy.
Yeah,
now,
Mandy. Nan with an N.
Oh, Nandy.
Yeah, Nandy. Yeah,
Nandy.
I know.
Well, Dave lost the last challenge, so yeah, he had to write a song for her. And if you remember, this is what that was like. They've been going back and forth with his drum challenge.
Yes.
So he writes a song for Nandy. That's Dave Grohl's daughters, by the way, in the background.
Right.
Well, now check this out. She has written a song for him. She is 10 years old, and this is called Rockin' Grohl.
Okay.
And this is Nandy, and not only is she on drums, but she plays everything else. Listen to this amazing 10-year-old. Going back and forth with
That's
Dave Grohl
cool.
of the Foo Fighters.
That's so cool. I love that she doesn't quite have her R's down yet. I love it. Help me change the world.
Rock and Grohl by Nandy.
That's awesome.
So I can't even imagine what's coming next from Dave Grohl. The challenge or the rivalry goes on.
That's great.
All right. Good 727, girl. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard talking about a few things you can watch over the weekend in minutes.
Are you ready for more?
Gets me going in the morning.
The best morning soundtrack.
Good morning. The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Talk about some of the things you can watch, not only on the big screen now, but right there in the privacy of your very own home.
Yes,
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy Friday to both of you. We got three movies to talk about today.
Excellent.
Number one,
it's a biopic about Gloria Steinem. It's the story of Gloria Steinem from her childhood in the 1940s Ohio to her leading the role in women's liberation movement all over the world. And it's got an all-star cast. Julianne Moore plays Gloria Steinem, Alicia Vikander, Bette Midler, Janelle Monáe, and Lulu Wilson. This is an inspirational film. And it's amazing how much she's changed lives for the better for women. It's just an amazing film.
Oh, I've got to see that.
All right, number two,
called The Rising Hawk. And during the 13th century, a small village fights freedom in the frontier landscape of the Carpathian Mountains against Mongolian invaders. So this is a medieval adventure with combat action scenes that are as real as they come. And it stars Robert Patrick from Terminator 2 fame.
So, oh, my gosh.
The Rising Hawk is a real great medieval action flick.
Now, see, this is something I would watch because my ancestors are actually from the Carpathian Mountain region.
Oh, wow.
You'll be cheering Robert Patrick on as he fights the Mongol invaders, the evil general. So,
well, who wouldn't be? Who wouldn't be? All right, number three.
This is one of my favorite thrillers and comedies of the year. It's called Scare Me. This was a big hit at Sundance Film Festival this year, and it's on Shudder.com. It's about two strangers that tell stories in the Catskill Cabin during a power outage. Werewolves, trolls, and surprise twist ending. Three parts comedy, one part horror, stars Josh Rubin, Aya Cash, and Saturday Night Live's Chris Redd. So if you ever told scary stories, this movie is the ultimate, but it's got a lot of humor in it. It's called Scare Me, and it's on Shudder.com.
I'd like to see it just for that. We used to do that as kids all the time.
Follow him on YouTube, Facebook, and, of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks a lot.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Helps inspire me for the day.
The best mornings every day. On 96.3 KKLZ.
Does this ever happen to you? You're ready to leave the house for the day, and something happens to where it just screws you up for the whole day. You know what? I got up and I thought, well, we're all wearing pink for Paint Nevada Pink Week or Day.
Right.
And if you want to find out more about that, on our website or tap the free app to fight breast cancer. I just thought, well, I'll iron the collar and a little part of it. I didn't iron the whole thing.
Right.
It's Friday. Who's really going to see us? We'll take a picture. I'll stand in back.
Right.
Then I'm leaving the house, and then my glasses, the thing broke off. The I don't know what you even call it. The arm of the glasses.
Oh, yeah. The arm, yeah.
Yeah, the arm.
Yeah.
Snapped off, and I thought, well, maybe it's I need a screw.
Yeah.
But no, it busted. I can't even... And now, so I have black tape.
No, I know people. I know you look like a nerd.
I have black like gorilla tape.
And just so you know, they're like crooked.
Right.
Also.
Yeah. I know. I look like an idiot.
Are those your octofocals?
Yeah. Those aren't the. No.
No. That's, please.
You're not. What you either do is spend the $19 and buy three pair. So you have them in your car. You got a pair here. You got a pair at home.
I had that, and I had a pair here.
Right.
At home and upstairs.
Okay.
Like downstairs.
Somebody
and then
ate them. Did they?
I have no idea what happened to them.
We got
to
get you those silicone glass lenses that you could just bend all over.
I got a pair of those for a friend of mine. Those are cool.
I look like a schmuck
today.
They're
cool. I got an Angie pair. The little, and they fold. They just fold up into the size of like a 50-cent piece.
So like 3:30, really cool. Quarter to 4 in the morning. The light's on in the garage, and I pull out the gorilla black tape because they're black. And I thought, well, nobody will know this.
No one will notice with them. Yeah, that's no, not at all. Oh, man, that sucks. It really does.
So I got to go to the store after I get off. And
what's weird, way back in the day, I came to visit Monica, my very best friend. We went to Wet n Wild. I mean, this was way back in the day before I moved here. And I had a pair of glasses. And it was still the 80s when the big, fat, like Boca Raton glasses were in. And somebody stole them. They stole my backpack, the whole bit. And I couldn't see. And my eyes were not what they are today. Not as bad. But I vowed I would always have another pair. Well, I have like 60. But I vowed I would always have an extra pair because I'm paranoid.
Do you have a pair here? An extra pair here?
I have an extra pair in my car, my glove compartment. Okay. Yes, just in case.
It's like when you walk to your car, wherever it's parked, and your shirt gets snagged on the car somewhere.
Yes.
And you rip a button or something, and you're ready to go to work, and you go, crap. Well, all right, how can I disguise this? Well, if I fold my arms all day, nobody's going to really notice.
Yeah.
Yes. I had a shirt that I did for today. I ironed it, and it was fresh out of the washer. It's like, what... What's on it?
Yeah. You guys like planned this shirt thing. Mine was just crumpled up in my drawer. I was like, I'll throw it on now.
As I said, I had to iron.
And you know me, I iron even my t-shirts.
I know.
You do?
Yes.
I do too. I
Hello.
Do too. You press t-shirts. Yes, you press the t-shirts.
Oh, well, I iron so.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm just saying you don't. I hope to God you're not starching t-shirts or anything.
Well, no,
like
I don't
that.
Starch right, it, but right. I iron it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for those people wondering what's wrong with me today, that's it. I look like a nerd.
I get it. Well,
Jeez.
Yeah. I was going to say, tilt your head.
Thank
tilt
you. So I don't look so stupid.
Yeah, so they don't look so crooked.
Sunshine today and right through the weekend. High in the mid to upper 90s. Going to be nice. 72 now. Let's do it.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Keep turning your head.
You know what's even worse? I can tell. I can tell.
Because the vision out of that, because it's a little lower.
Yeah, so I'm starting to get a headache now.
Yeah, oh, no. See,
just do what I do. Just don't care. Just don't wear them.
Or that. Now, Wendy wears reading glasses, too, so she might have snatched a pair of yours. I don't know. I'm just, no.
It would be so like her.
Yes. Wendy? Listen,
come here.
Mariah Carey's new memoir, that is on the way out. It's called The Meaning of Mariah Carey.
Wow.
Because look at my self-importance was, too much to
that
put
was
on
too
the front.
Much. They couldn't do that.
Oh, The Meaning of Mariah Carey. Apparently in the book, she talks about an affair with Derek Jeter. And, she talks a lot about his bat.
Uh-huh.
And it's a large bat, I guess she talked about. And he has a nice swing as well.
Oh.
So, she talked, I couldn't even remember who she's been, linked
with.
With
a few people.
Yes, she has.
Okay.
Yes, she has.
Good for her.
I know. Lenny Kravitz, you will like this, Morty. He has a major bromance with his ex-wife's husband.
Jason Momoa.
That's right. He says, I have nothing but love for Lisa's guy, man. He said, we literally, the moment we met, we were like, oh my God, I love this dude. And I love this dude.
Wow.
That's got to be fun for Lisa Bonet.
Yeah.
That's got to, hi. Yeah.
That is a bromance because they both are like, well, obviously Lenny Kravitz, guitar player.
Oh, yeah.
And Jason Momoa is a bass player.
They're both just like, you know, good. Yeah. The world's beautiful, man. It's just, you know, everything's good. So, yeah, Lisa's probably the hothead in that one. In that little trifold, that little trifecta.
Mm-hmm.
And, Mike, I don't know if you got to watch it or not. Pretty darn good. The South Park pandemic special.
I'm going to do that over the weekend.
Do it.
Do it like two times. I've watched it three times already.
Okay. There you go. I DVR'd it. And it was watched by almost 2.5 million people Wednesday night. The highest rated episode of that show, by the way, in 7 years. So, yeah.
Well, if the promo for it. Is anything close to what it's like?
Oh, really, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, it is. That is my take for now. Sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union. Carla. Prioritizing people over profit.
Are you ready for more?
It's a great morning, no matter how you slice it.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
These people are nuts.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So AC/DC is one big happy family.
Yes,
all of a sudden
are.
Now, Brian Johnson.
That's right.
Brian Johnson is back in the fold on lead vocals. Phil Rudd on drums. Cliff Williams on bass. Angus Young, of course, on lead guitar. So they kicked off Rocktober yesterday, teasing a new song. It's called "Shot in the Dark." Here's a sample of that. Anymore.
No more. Okay.
Did you expect anything less?
No, I mean, I'm glad that they have their sound. I'm glad.
Yeah.
So that's good. I didn't know if they'd go, you know, like folk, AC/DC folk.
Uh-huh. Unplugged.
Something like that. Indie.
Bluegrass. Indie.
Yeah, bluegrass, right? AC/DC polka, something like that.
No, not AC/DC. No, not this band.
I like it.
Yeah. I've seen them in concert. I think you have, too.
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
And they're very good. They're very loud.
Wait, that's loud?
I got to see them in college way back in the day, you know, and that's when you're right up front.
Yeah.
And we were, all of us were like, yeah, man, when we left. And it was seriously like, I can't hear you. I can't hear anything. For 2 days, it was like, everything was just muffled. It was just, and I mean, I was 20.
That's why when Jody and I went to go see him, we sat as far back as we could.
Yes.
And I don't think we didn't miss anything.
Yeah.
No, not at all. Yes, it is.
So if you're a big AC/DC fan.
Right up front.
Everybody pressed up against you.
Yeah, that's usually not the best place to be.
Oh, it's awful. But when you're 20, it's like,
you don't care.
Neck problems.
Yeah. How did he lose his own hearing? I mean, come on. Jeez. Oh.
That's why it's not odd nowadays to see these guys with earplugs in.
Yes. Yeah.
They can't even take it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a shot in the dark. AC/DC kicking off Rocktober, a sample of their new song.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Wake me up.
This train is off the tracks.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Time is flying by. The year's almost up and Christmas right around the corner. I know we haven't gotten to Halloween or Thanksgiving, but.
No, I was driving in this morning, and it was like, oh, look at all those lights somebody had decorated for Halloween. I mean, like Christmas. Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord, the yard looked nice.
You know that couple that lived across the street from us, and they moved out? They couldn't do the coronavirus quarantine thing.
Oh, no.
It was one of those couples that busted up.
Oh, no. And was it that bad?
And it wasn't quietly either.
Oh, good.
He used to, and no kids.
Right.
But he used to decorate the house for Halloween, like, go way overboard.
Yeah, people love Halloween.
They do, here in Vegas.
Yeah.
Well, Christmas right around the corner, and Dolly Parton, you know that album, A Holly Dolly Christmas, which comes out Friday, tomorrow. Here's the first. Hold on. I want to make sure. This is called Christmas on the Square, the new Dolly Parton Christmas song.
Together.
She just does whatever she
wants. That's Dolly right there, baby. That is Dolly.
And can do anything she wants.
You're darn right she can.
So that's Dolly Parton's new song, On the Square, from her Holly Dolly Christmas album.
She wouldn't do it if she didn't know it would make money, because she's really smart.
I can sing whatever I want to sing.
I can imagine the producers or engineers going, hold on, did you just say something?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a part of the record.
Yeah, hello.
Keep rolling.
Because I'm Dolly Parton.
That's right.
And no one can say it sucks because it sounds exactly like everything else,
right.
Which is good.
Yes. Yeah, very Dolly Christmassy. Parton. Very hayride song.
All right. Some new music. And I know you're a Demi Lovato fan. Maybe not. I don't know.
I do. I like her. I like her.
Well, she has another breakup song.
Oh. She's only like 25. She's broken up several times.
Well, she's trying to keep it together.
Oh, boy.
Wait, okay. She just get into...
Yes, she did.
So they're broken up? So she wrote this song?
I believe they broke up. Yeah, broken up like three times since
That's
Steve
why
Davidson.
She has a new song, Morty.
Well, that's...
Taylor Swift Jr.?
Yes.
It's called I Still Have Me.
I don't have much, but at least I still have me.
Still have your voice, man.
That's her therapy. When you break up, you got to write something.
Mm-hmm. Comedians do the same thing, so.
Do they really?
Yes.
But it's only comedy?
Yes.
Or they write a song?
We make it funny. No, okay. No, it's comedy.
Did you do that?
Oh, like every relationship I've ever had is in my act.
Okay.
Believe it, everything in my act is true, so there you go.
And that's why you are who you are.
Yes. Is this the same song playing?
Yes.
No. Oh, no. I was like, I like it.
No, it sounds like Mary J. Blige. No,
sounds like
not.
I'm very happy for a breakup song, and she's not singing. I was like, whoa.
I know the show moves very fast, but you got to keep up.
Turn around, Morty. Face forward.
There you go. Take the frozen pizza out.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, a guy in Scotland recently pranked his friend by sending a piece of cake to the friend's table. Well, the guy was on a first date. It said, "Will you marry me?"
Okay.
It was written on the icing on the plate.
Oopsie.
So the whole thing was caught on video. Everybody laughed. And however, there doesn't seem to be plan.
I didn't. This was. I. Oh, gosh.
Doesn't seem to be a plan for a second date.
Oh, gosh. I didn't want him to marry me right away. Oh, my God.
Oh, Scotty, wasn't that funny?
What a freak. He's a total freak.
It was so funny.
Don't even know each other.
Pizza shop in New York just added comforting words to the menu. Carla, for $1 extra, your delivery guy will look you straight in the eye and tell you after he gives you the pizza, everything's going to be okay, and you're doing the best you can.
I think that's really cool. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd pay the $1 for that.
Yeah, I would. I would, too. As long as he's giving it to you and he's not, like, putting something in the pizza that says it that you have to find. It's like,
my pizza delivery guy just drops it on the ground.
Yes, exactly. Contactless, Morty. Yeah. It's contactless.
See, that's what I love about working with you, too. The glass is always half full.
Yes, exactly. It's the commercial. Is it pizza? How are they showing Frisbee?
Yeah.
Clunk.
Domino's or something
Domino's,
contactless
yes.
delivery. Contact. But I might die of food poisoning and germs from my floor.
Morty, you're doing okay. You're going to be all right.
Oh,
where's
God.
My dollar?
I got you.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen. There's a little problem with some candles, cake candles at Walmart. They're mainstays, they're called, and they might explode.
Oh.
So they come in glass jars, and they apparently can get too hot. One woman purchased a warm apple pie Walmart candle, and it exploded and charred her countertop. Another woman, she got the cranberry mandarin candle, and it exploded, shot up on her ceiling.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, they're exploding big time, so do be careful. They're called mainstays.
I mean, that's not funny, but...
No, it's not. No, everybody, they were okay, but it's, you know, it's like boosh right up there. Yeah, so be careful.
No, I have those candles.
Oh, of course you do, Maury. Jeez. Get rid of them. Of course you do. Please be careful. Do not... Have you been lighting them? Have they been going?
Oh, yeah.
Watch out, because you don't. You don't need...
Could you imagine?
Flying.
He finally hooks up with Kelly Clarkson.
I know.
Lights candles
candle.
For atmosphere. All of a sudden, boom, boom, boom.
Oh, and then, yeah, I know. The ottoman blows up. You don't need that? Jeez.
Well, if we don't hear from Morty by Monday, we know what happened.
My candles blew up. Well, I'm going to go home and toss them out.
We have to childproof his home. We do for himself.
Oh, light'll take you forever.
Light one just to see if it happens.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, light it and run.
Yeah, and then just, yeah, and leave with the lit candle.
How far do I run? Do I just keep running until I hear an explosion?
Do it outside.
Yes,
of
there
course.
There you go. Just
at a
do it
park.
Outside.
Well, no, I didn't mean do it inside.
Get a lawn chair and just sit in the driveway like with fireworks and just wait.
Yeah, at a park.
Oh, and make sure you video.
Or yeah, Piccolo Pete. And this story, and this is happening a lot. University of Colorado Denver professor. He was doing a presentation, mechanical engineering, and then several adult pictures popped up on the computer screens because he was kind of going through his own. To show pictures.
Yeah.
And they were from a nice photo gallery that he had. Well, of course, parents and students, they're not very happy about it. It's university level. Let it go, people. Yeah. Let it go. That should have been the highlight of your day with Professor Watkins. I mean, it should have been the highlight of your day.
Most students want that to happen.
Let it go. Yes! Let it go. And you know what? If your 20-year-old is whining and crying, then go somewhere else. I'm sorry. Carla Ray, if you're sending letters. Carla
Thank you.
R-E-A, okay? It is Friday. That is your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news. Hopefully kick your day off on a positive note. Somebody sent me this story. It's cute. It is good news. Listen to this. A Chevy dealership in New York, they hold a promo each year. It's called Vehicles for Vets. Mm-hmm. And they give a new car to a veteran each year. Well, they had to cancel it this year because of COVID. But a 104-year-old vet named Clint Johnson, he showed up at the dealership looking to buy a new car. So they just handed him the keys to a new 2020 Chevy Sonic, gave it to him for free. A veteran. 104.
104 years old.
104 years old.
What? That...
I love this story.
That's an awesome story, but that's a little scary.
I'm afraid that I don't... I mean, I hope he can enjoy it for another several years, but yes.
See, that's what I'm thinking right off the bat. You're 104.
I know.
And you tell your wife or whoever... I'm going to look for a new car.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you need?
They get.
I mean, that's great that they said, you know what? We were going to give this away anyways.
Yes.
You're a vet.
Yeah.
You served your country. You seem in good health. You're here looking for a new car.
Take it.
Just take this one.
Wow, that's a yes. And I mean, it is. It's just very sweet. But I just couldn't help when I read it. It was like, wow, gosh. Okay.
You're right.
All right.
We hope he can enjoy it.
I do.
At 104.
Man. Listen.
It comes on. Jumping up and kicking his heels. They just gave me a new car.
I hope somebody gives me a beater if I live to be 104. Jeez. Good for
him. I'll tell you this, young lady, at the pace you're going now.
Well, you never know.
Good luck. All right, that about does it for us. By the way, if you have a feel-good story, as sweet as that one, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. A local story? Dial us up. Tell us your version. We'd love to hear from you at 702-739-9636. We kick off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon next. Wendy Rush going to keep you company throughout the day. Wrapping up our show. Boy, that challenge thing going on between Dave Grohl and Nandi, this 10-year-old little girl.
It is so cool.
Now they're writing songs for each other.
I know. I love that she can't quite say her R's yet. But.
Yeah. She sounds like a sweet little girl, though. New song from AC/DC, Brian Johnson back in the fold. We'll put that sample on our morning show page. It's called, what is it, Shook the Night or something? Or Shoot the Shot in the Dark.
There we go. Morty's Candle.
Yeah, boom.
And Jeff Howard, as usual. Thank you so much.
Yes.
For giving us things to watch over the weekend. Yes, light it up, Morty.
Oh, geez. Okay.
There he goes.
Good God.
But it smells like spring.
It smells like cranberry.
Listen, do have a great weekend. Be careful. Nice. Be safe. Be kind to each other. No, don't light another one.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.